The Midday Report.
Funeral undertakers are threatening to intensify their strike and shut down all Home Affairs offices. Yesterday, we saw violence outside the Home Affairs office in Pretoria. Aggrieved Gauteng funeral parlour workers saying they will intensify their protest and shut down all Home Affairs offices across South Africa until their complaints over the department's regulations are addressed. The companies under the banner of the Unification Task Team want the department to amend regulations so they've got the right to remove bodies from mortuaries, hospitals and forensic laboratories for burial. Muzi Klengwa is the National Funerals Practitioners Association of SA president. Muzi, thank you very much for your time today. You say you're going to escalate at various Home Affairs offices. What exactly do you have in mind here?
Good afternoon to you and the listeners at home. I would like to clarify that I'm speaking as the chairperson, spokesperson of UTT, which is the Unification Task Team of Funeral Undertakers in South Africa. The issue that we are having with the Department of Home Affairs is that they went back from the agreement that we had. They are now saying they are going to issue small businesses with a temporal designation officer numbers, which will expire in 12 months. So for us, it's like saying to a matriculant, you will write a test. Well, after they've written and passed the exam, you issue them with a matric certificate that will expire in 12 months, and they'll have to come back again and rewrite their matric exam. That just doesn't make sense.
Okay, at issue here are these certificates of competence, which allows you to obtain these death certificates, as you say. What response are you getting from Home Affairs on this?
It's exactly what I've just explained. The certificate of competence doesn't belong with the Department of Home Affairs. It belongs with the Department of Health. So it must stay with the Department of Health where it belongs. You know, they can't. You don't find a situation whereby a nurse will pull you over on the road and say, give me your driver's license and issue a traffic fine just because she or he too works for the government. It doesn't work like that. The certificate of competence belongs to health, and they are doing a good job with it. Home Affairs must concentrate to a Home Affairs mandate. But because they are so arrogant and they keep chopping and changing, even after the meetings that we had with them yesterday, we have decided that we are going to intensify our strike by shutting down all Home Affairs offices. We cannot have a situation whereby they will carry on with their business as usual while we are not able to work. We will shut them down.
Muzi, we are on the brink of a third wave here. Are you concerned that we could see some backlogs happening if your members are on strike and if Home Affairs is shut down?
I believe that the Director General of Home Affairs is more learned than us. He was supposed to think about that. In fact, it's him who's the cause of the problem here. You can't change a document that is permanent and make it temporal. There's no reason for that. So they cannot forget that there is a dead wave coming, and then we must be reminded that there's a dead wave coming. They should be the first ones to think about it.
Muzi, thank you very much. Muzi Klengwa, the National Funeral Practitioners Association of SA president. So concerned the undertakers threatening to intensify their strike and shut down all Home Affairs offices.